Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Sean Doyle is here. Sean is the co-founder and principal and director of strategy at Fitzmartin Incorporated. He's the author of an outstanding book called Shift, 19 Practical Business-Driven Ideas. And he is one of our top marketing experts in the brain trust. He's been hanging out with us for a long time now. He's our good friend, Sean Doyle. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
Well, it's good to have you back, Sean. Thank you for being here. I was telling the audience before you got here how important it is for us to learn as many different things as we can about marketing. And, you know, I talk to a lot of marketing guys on this show, a lot of marketing experts on the show over the last 21 years, and everybody's got a little bit of a variation on the same theme and tips, a lot of best practices, that sort of thing, stories. If you got a story, we'll listen. And what I told them was, what I tell them is, you know, I'm not expecting you to incorporate all the things these people talk about into your world, but somewhere, if you listen to people like Sean and others, you'll pick up something that will click a little bit better, that will fit a little bit better into how what works for your company, and that will make you have a better chance of being successful. And so that's our goal today, and I want you to talk to us about with that in mind, I want you to talk to us about what you call cognitive marketing.
I'd love to. Of course I would. I think the thing that's interesting about what you just said is what we're not going to do today is talk about some marketing tactic, some tool, we should do inbound marketing, we should do advertising or outdoor, but we're not going to talk about any of that. We're going to talk about something much more core because we're going to talk about people. We're going to talk about humans. Mm-hmm. And like you, I follow your advice. I try to learn and learn and learn. And I read some work from UC Berkeley, from their neuroscience, molecular, and cell laboratory and educational forum about pain. And I'm always interested in what drives human behavior, because ultimately, when we're marketing, we're trying to drive human behavior. We're trying to help people move, as I share in the book, from unaware of something to a change to behavior, which we would call an exchange relationship in business. But this idea about pain really got my attention. And the argument that this author made, the scientist made, was that all human decisions, all human beings make decisions based on the idea of avoiding pain and gaining pleasure.
Or getting rid of pain.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's pretty interesting. And their research went on to say that we'll do a lot more to avoid pain than we will to gain pleasure.
Right.
So I guess is why I don't go to the gym, even though I donate monthly to them. So I thought about this idea of pain as it relates to marketing. And we built a worksheet that I've offered to you to give to your listeners.
I have it.
And it's all about identifying your customers' pains and then identifying what your claim, what your business's claim is of how you could deliver a avoidance to that pain. And then what are the proofs?
When I was, and I still do it. But I just remember years ago when I learned what you're talking about in sales, how it applies to sales. You know, the best way I found to serve customers and to get new customers was not to go in and tell them about me or my product, but to go in and try to find out where was their pain. You know, I wouldn't. I've actually said that. Well, tell me. They'd say, well, I don't know. I'm not sure what you can do for me. And I said, well, where's your pain? What's hurting you right now? What's biting? I might have actually said that, but mostly I was probably a little more elegant than that. And I would wind up getting them to tell me that without using the word sometimes. But what I found was that if I could find out what their pain was, as you say, well, if I could find out what that was, then number one, I could stay in the office longer. I could get them to talk to me longer, which and the longer they would talk to me, the better chance I had of selling them something. And the more chances I had to find out if there was anything close to what I was selling that would help them. But the other thing is, and this is the authentic part, if I couldn't, I start listening for what I could do to help them without my product. It'd be something maybe I could recommend somebody, a referral or something like that. And when you can address people's pain, whether it be in selling or marketing, and people think you're authentic about it, you're sincere about it, that's how you get customers you can't run off. What do you think?
Absolutely. And you know, you're right, 100% correct. And you know that, Jim, but the number one rule of economics is what? It's a pretty simple rule. What's in it for me?
That's right.
You know? I don't care about you. I don't care about your company. I don't care about any. I want to know how you can help me.
I don't care whether you make your budget this month or not.
I really don't. Right. Uh-huh. The end of the month, that's crazy. That's all about the salesman. And if we can help sales, if we can help business owners flop that point of view and think about the customer, the company, the prospect,
right,
pain, then that radically changes everything.
Give us a step before we go to a break. Give us a step on how we can apply this to marketing.
Well, the easiest thing to do is by codifying, by writing these things down, by taking the time to listen to your customers. And if you can write down the three types of pain, and we all have three types of pain. We have financial pain, we have strategic pain, and we have personal pain. We can write those three things down, those three pains, then we're well on the way to an incredibly successful business.
So the financial, the strategic, and the personal, and of course, it depends on what you're trying to accomplish with them. I guess I'm assuming whatever you're trying to help them with. Hold on to that thought. Sean, I need your website, please.
Oh, it's fitzmartin.com, FITZMARTIN.com.
And the book is called Shift by Sean M. Doyle. He and I will be right back after the break. We're going to get more into how you can apply your marketing strategy toward helping people get rid of their pain. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassie. You stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.